Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Hi, I'm Naomi. I'm 35, newly married, and all I keep hearing is, oh, when are you going to have a baby? Or, oh my God, your biological clock? Or, you are 35, you know? Yes, I do know, thanks. But what I don't know is if I actually want a baby. So here is a podcast on the Secret Recordings Network where I will talk to new mums, non-mums, baby wanters, baby rejectors, to find out if I want to baby or not to baby. In this episode, I'll speak to my friend Leonie, who is considered, and I'm sorry to say this, a geriatric mum.
She said, your left ovary's waking up after its 6 months slumber.
Alert!
Yeah, exactly.
Quick, go, go, go!
And that's literally the noise I made to Luke when I called him on the way from the appointment.
Right!
And I'll be joined on this journey by my sister and my best friend, Camilla.
Hello.
That's you.
I'm Camilla. I'm 33 and I've been married to my husband for nearly 2 years, and we have a 7-month-old bouncing baby boy called Chester.
He's a cute one.
He's very cute.
Well, everyone thinks their own baby's the cutest.
Although some people do have their babies and say it came out looking like a bulldog and things like that.
Well, one of my friends, when she had her baby, she didn't want to send photos to any of her friends because when the baby was born, forceps were involved. And so baby came out with like a proper wonky head, bruised face, like it had been in a little scrap on the way out. And so she was like, oh God, I can't send a photo of the baby. People are going to be like, what the hell happened to it?
Oh no!
Yeah. Yeah.
To be fair, Chester did look a bit like Johnny Vegas when he was first born.
He had all the chins, mate.
A very cute Johnny Vegas. So talk to me, why are you scared about having a baby?
How long have we got? Because it is a decision that will change my entire life forever. And people go, oh yeah, well, you know, you're just going to deal with it for 18 years. No, you haven't. Forever. Like, I am 35 and I still... Well, up until about 2 years ago, would have to make my mum come to my house to get the lawnmower out of the shed because I'm so scared of spiders, I wouldn't go in the shed. Like, there is no point where this ends.
Yeah, but doesn't mum love that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does, but she always really wanted to have kids. So if you really want
have
to,
have you asked mum if she always really wanted to have kids?
Yes, I have. Episode to come. Watch this space.
Okay.
But so, it's forever. What if I do it and then think... I'm not very good at this, or it's really hard and I don't like it, there's no going back.
Right, so what about Dan? Where is he? Where's his head on the baby front?
Well, he's definitely more pro baby than I am. He has days where he is not 100%. I don't think either of us have ever been really 100% baby. He's definitely more into it than me. But then I also think he's not thinking it through responsibly because he works in Bristol, so he's away Monday to Friday. So logistically, the process of having a baby is difficult when you don't live in the same house. And B, then if you have a kid, that's also difficult because who's doing all the kid stuff? Me.
Okay, so you're considering this if he was not living with you?
Well, as in at the minute, we don't live together.
Yeah,
so
but you would live together if you had a baby.
We've been together for 3 years and we've been saying we're going to live together. We got married. We said we'd be living together by the time we got married. It hasn't happened.
Also, can I say most people have decided before they get married whether they're going to have a baby or not.
So, but here's the thing. I thought we had decided because I thought that I wanted kids.
Oh.
But now I don't know.
So basically, what you're saying is you made him put a ring on it. You made him think he was defo getting a family. And now he's just getting Troy the dog.
No, Troy the dog is a wonderful child that's not a child, may I add.
He is.
And he's very high maintenance for a dog, but still much lower maintenance than an actual child.
He's my favourite nephew.
Okay, so for this part of the podcast, I am in a children's bedroom. So what better place to learn about parenthood, hey, than with my lovely friend, Leonie.
Hi.
So
You are, I hate saying this, but you are repping for the geriatric crew. Here's my friend, Jerry.
Can I not be repping the MILF crew?
Oh my God, yeah, okay, let's go with that. Let's go with that. So basically, the reason I say that is because I had no idea about the geriatric mum thing until you told me about
it
when you were pregnant with, well, no, after you'd had Freddie.
So actually, with my first pregnancy, I missed being geriatric by the skin of my teeth.
Okay.
But this pregnancy, I'm officially, I think it's if you're over 36.
Oh, okay, which, well, nearly. I'm nearly there, so.
You're nearly old news.
Yeah.
But that's crazy, isn't it? Because you just, you know, I'm nowhere near geriatric.
No, and so talk to me about your situation and getting pregnant with Fred, because when you did decide, yes, okay, we're going to go for this, it was because you felt like the window was maybe short.
Yes, yeah, and that because I'd been ill with lupus for about 6 months, and over that time I hadn't had a period. And basically, the doctor explained it, that your body's protecting itself. You cannot handle getting pregnant now, because if you did, it's another issue for your body to worry about. So it shuts down that facility, which is really clever, if you think about it, that your body controls that. But then, of course, I didn't want it to be controlled like that. And it's weird when it's taken away from you, you suddenly panic and you know, when you don't have that option. So, I went to go and see a doc, and she said, she said, your left ovary's waking up after its 6 months slumber.
Alert!
Yeah, exactly.
The sirens are going off. Quick, go, go, go!
And that's literally the noise I made to Luke when I called him on the way from the appointment.
Right!
quick! It's waking up! And then I was really depressed when I thought, oh, it hasn't bloody woken up after all, because I never got a period. But it was because in that time we got pregnant. So the moment I said, my left ovary is waking up, you know, basically.
Also, it wasn't waking up. It was like fully awake, on high alert and ready to become.
Exactly. But it had been hibernating for 6 months. So imagine it was in overdrive.
So how quickly did it happen between you ringing Luke and saying, go, 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 to actually getting pregnant?
Well, I didn't get a period ever. So it literally happened straight away.
That is amazing.
It was amazing. And then, do you know what's weird about this pregnancy? I don't know if I told you this, but this pregnancy started as twins. My current pregnancy, And I like to tell people that one twin ate the other.
Just because it makes a good story. So when the baby comes out big, I'll be like, we know why.
Yeah, she's going to come out big as well. She's already quite big. One of the embryos that implanted wasn't as strong as the other one, and essentially just sort of disappeared. But all the nutrients and everything that had been there, the other baby would have taken, which is why I like to say that she ate it.
But is that, do you think that is because I've heard that as you get older, your body, because it's like then trying to shed all the eggs.
This is what I was going to say. So
you're
that's
more
what's
likely
crazy.
To get twins.
My body shut down when I was poorly and said, no, you're not having any.
Yeah.
And then now it knows I'm getting older. It's going, shit, we need to get going. And it's firing.
Fire out the eggs.
Just do, 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 do.
Because that's my hope. That's genuinely, if we go for it, is that I'll have twins. Get them both out in one go. Bosh.
Yeah. I mean, I cannot imagine anything scarier than dealing with two babies. One is enough. But actually, you know, and funnily enough, before we went for the scan, Luke had said to me that his friend who had twins at work was saying to Luke, without any kind of sense of humour, it's been the worst time of my life. And I was saying to Luke, oh, well, don't worry, there's no twins in either of our families, it's not going to happen. But weirdly enough, Luke was sort of disappointed when he found out that, oh, it had been twins. And I said during the scan, should I be sad now? Should I be sad that I've essentially sort of lost a baby? But I didn't feel in the slightest bit sad, because there was the heartbeat that I've been so excited to see. But I think it would be the greatest challenge, but also what a blessing to get if you did.
Yeah.
Get it done.
You are 2 weeks away from due date.
Yeah.
Can we talk about pregnancy? Because I haven't really talked about pregnancy with anyone. So I feel like because you're in it now.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Oh my God. I'm not going to lie. It's not great.
Yeah, your face is saying it all. It's like, yeah, no. Can't polish this turd, mate.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you feel like. You feel one massive turd that is just...
that cannot be polished.
No, and it's just, it's painful, it's emotional. And actually, having said that, my first pregnancy with Freddie, it was joyous. Whether that's, I'm looking back at it with rose-coloured spectacles, maybe, I don't know, but I really enjoyed my experience being pregnant with Fred. In fact, I felt sad when I wasn't pregnant anymore because I had just loved it so much. I loved the sort of miracle of it all.
Yeah, I've heard people say, like, oh, I miss being pregnant. And I look, like, no offence to you, I look at it and go, oh, my God, like, you can't walk properly. Your pelvis is doing all this stuff, whatever stuff your pelvis is doing.
And I think this time round, is it because I'm older that my body is suffering so much more? Is it because I'm running around after a toddler? It's not all about me. You know, I went on maternity leave. I had my last day at work on Thursday. And everyone was like, oh, enjoy this rest. And I was thinking, are you kidding me? I've got to run around after a toddler. The first time I did watch Friends for 2 weeks.
That bit sounds good.
Yeah,
I'll sign up for that part.
And everyone kept on saying to me, enjoy this time, like, rest, because as soon as the baby comes, there'll be no resting. And so I took heed of their advice and I rested. I was also paranoid that my waters were going to break in Sainsbury's. So I basically left the house very little and just really chilled out.
So some people want that because they think they get vouchers.
Oh, do you?
Yes. I'm sure, I don't know if this is an urban myth, but it used to be, I'm sure, in John Lewis and Marks and Spencer's, if your water's broken there, they then sent you some vouchers as like a, well done on that.
Oh my God, how can we make
You should have hung out in Sainsbury's more. Quick pause because we want to confirm or deny the fact that if your waters break in some type of shopping establishment, can you get free stuff, Camilla?
Wow.
Can you confirm your source first?
Stoke-on-Trent Live.
I mean, never a more reliable source has existed. Go.
So, apparently, John Lewis and Harvey Nichols are the most generous if you go into labour on the premises.
Yeah, well, you'd need them to be generous so you could afford to buy anything with the vouchers, though, wouldn't you?
B&Q, because you're always in... Well, you might be, actually, because you might be nesting, so you might be making things look nice for the baby.
Yeah.
£250 of vouchers. Morrison's let you have the whole trolley's worth of shopping that you've got.
So basically, if you're pregnant, put everything in your trolley.
Yeah, get two trolleys. Maybe that will work. I don't know. This bit's my favourite. If your offspring arrives on a Virgin aeroplane, they could get free flights until their 18th birthday. Although, would you be flying?
You shouldn't. Well, technically, I imagine you're probably not flying on your due date. And also, isn't that just a ploy? Because you can't send a two-year-old off on their own, off your pop on a Virgin's holiday. Bye-bye now. You're going to just have to pay for your own holiday.
Yeah, so
that seems
like
a good one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Virgin.
So in conclusion, Harvey Nichols, John Lewis, hang out there to waters break. So this pregnancy has been harder.
It's been a lot harder. It feels, it's been a lot harder juggling work, Freddie, and physically my body isn't as keen on the idea of being pregnant anymore.
What about the morning sickness stuff? How was that?
Yeah, I mean, it was particularly tricky when I was on a work trip in Berlin and having to dive out to throw up all the, every morning and in every meeting that I was in and having to pretend not to be pregnant at the time. And
also, you came on my hen do pregnant and didn't drink and I didn't notice, but you had morning sickness then.
I know. I had to be sick in the restaurant. It was because the smell of food, it was just everything. And I didn't get morning sickness.
Lena is such a lightweight. She's barely had anything to drink as she's being sick.
Yeah. But also, it's so hard that time, like the envy I felt of everyone else sort of, because you're really tired and you're like irrationally, unreasonably tired during that time. And so everyone was, obviously, it was your hen do, everyone was having the best time. And I was like, I just want to find somewhere to sit down.
You faked it well.
But you feel like a liar all the time because...
Yeah.
But I confided in one of your friends.
Didn't you tell my sister? Because my sister was pregnant on the hen do as
well.
Yeah, and
exactly.
So I think she kind of helped to keep
it
she did.
Cover.
Yeah.
Keep it under wraps.
Because it was just, I think I needed an ally in that situation. But yeah, and then the second trimester, which is supposed to be sort of when you're at your bouncing best. And I really was with Fred. I felt like I had all the energy in the world. And I just felt like everyone says about feeling glowing. And I did genuinely feel like that with Freddie. But with this pregnancy, I felt just tired. I was, you know, long commute to work and very busy at work. There was just no let up. And I was very anxious about leaving work again. And so generally, I didn't love that one either, that trimester. And then the third one has just been plagued with stupid hips that have just gone. And again, I didn't get it with Freddie. I'm not trying to... this sounds like I'm trying to convince you out of it, and I'm not.
Okay, but this part is temporary.
It's so temporary, and genuinely, maybe I felt all of this with Fred, and I've just forgotten it. Because after you've gone through childbirth, and you think, well, I can't possibly do that again. That was horrendous.
Yeah.
And then you do.
And then here you are.
Yeah, you do. But literally a week later, you forget about it. Like, well, actually, no, that's a lie. You can't sit down for a while.
You're right. Every time you say that, oh, yeah, now I remember again.
Oh, that's why. That's why we're never having sex again.
Another newborn baby. Another Facebook post from the husband. Now, he's put... We're both overjoyed that our gorgeous little boy is finally here. Baby's name was born at time on day and he weighed X. Baby emoji, milk emoji, smiley face emoji. That's it. Where's the bit where he's like, my wife is a hero. I will bow down to her forever. She is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Because I'm sorry, if I'm having a baby and that is all happening, then I literally want a fanfare. Okay, so childbirth.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't really
need
me.
I can't even ask you about it because you've forgotten it.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't. It was 36 hours. It was the worst 36 hours of my life. But, yeah, and it is pain like, you know, there's... It's funny because women don't talk about it, and I get it. It's because you don't want to scare each other because people would stop making humans and that would be the end of us. Because, you know, and I kept on thinking, women do this, you know, up the side of mountains. Women do this all the every. My weird mantra to myself was, in preparation for it, was just kept on looking at everybody going, you were born, you were born, you were born, you were born.
on the tube to work in the morning. Yeah. Ah, look at all these people who were born.
All born. They all were born. All those mums had done it. But yeah, I think women are incredible. And I think what we are capable of is mind-blowing. And I, once, the other day, Fred accidentally punched Luke in the balls and he was like, ah! And then when I sort of like... laughed at him for making a fuss, and he was like, apparently it's just as bad as childbirth.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, no, that's not possible.
Yeah, I don't imagine that could be possible unless someone was punching you in the balls for 36 hours.
That's exactly it. Exactly. That is exactly it. Did you see Peter Andre did some kind of weird, I don't even know how I saw this program, but Peter Andre, they applied the same level of pain to Peter Andre for a duration of a labour.
I've seen those things where they put all the stickers. The Peter Andre one passed me by, but I have seen it on TV before where they put all these things on the guy's belly so that he feels what it feels like to have contractions and everything.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. It's like every bone in your body being broken at the same time. But you know what? That, you know, there's a result. There's an end game, isn't there, for that. But then what I wish someone had warned me about was the recovery period, because Fred was like, you know, chaotic and he stormed his way like literally what's that from The Shining?
Here's Freddy. Johnny.
That was Fred. He might as well have come out with a chainsaw
with an axe breaking down the door.
And I remember like meeting up with my NCT girls and I was thinking, how's everyone else managing to sit down? Because everyone's journey is totally different and everyone's experience. And I kept on trying to compare myself to them and thinking, oh, maybe I'm just not handling this well. What I didn't know is that I had a third degree tear that had gone unrecognised. So I wasn't being treated for it. And then because I'm not very good at holding my hands up when I'm having a tough time, it went untreated for a long time, and therefore the recovery period was a lot longer. Hence the C-section this time.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that C-section this time because you went, I don't want to risk that again, or because they've gone, oh, actually, a bit damaged down there, mate. We don't want you to risk
it
again.
Yeah, it's a bit of both, really, because my consultant from Freddie wrote me a recommendation that I wasn't to have a natural labour next time around.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm totally down with that.
I'm going to ask you a really personal question, so feel free to say, to be like, I don't want to talk to you about that. Afterwards, after the third degree tear situation, did you have a look down there to see, like, does it look...
Yeah, do you know what? I did, because my midwife recommended that I did, because she wanted me to be able to keep an eye on how I was healing.
Okay.
And it was actually, weirdly enough, a good thing to do, because it felt a lot worse than it looked.
Oh, okay, fine.
And I needed to see that. It's a bit like, you know, when you have a cut on your tongue or an ulcer and you think, oh my God, that's huge. And then you look at it and you're like, oh.
It's like, you know, if you whack your head on something and you're like, oh my God, there's going to be blood.
Yeah.
And then you take your hand away and you're like, oh, there's not even a lump. Nothing. But the shock in that moment makes you think it's worse. Yeah. Okay, so
And to be totally honest, like, that is an area that, you know, I wasn't aware of. I know that sounds really daft. But I'd never had a mirror down there before, ever.
Really? See, I definitely have.
No, I'm not interested in knowing.
But I think that's because I had a book as a teenager that my mum, I'm sure, gave me this book for Christmas. So I had to open this in front of my family when I was like 15. No, it probably wasn't 15, it was probably 13. And it was called Growing Up. And it was basically all like the reproductive. She'd had the birds and the bees chat with me.
Yeah.
But it was all the reproductive stuff. And I'm sure in that it had said something about getting a mirror. And I was like, okay.
I'm going to have a look at it.
Do you remember me getting that book from Mum, the Growing Up Osborne book?
I think I did. I think it was like a hand-me-down to me as well.
It was re-gifted to you.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the thing where you used a mirror to look at you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I couldn't believe Lillian had never done that before.
I still use a mirror when I'm V-ting my bikini line.
Oh, handy. What an attractive image. That's just put in everyone's
It's really
mind.
Attractive. Ed has walked into the bathroom before too. Sorry.
Question though, so does it look different that when you look down there now compared to before?
No.
Okay.
It looks the same, but man, if I'd have looked it in with the first few days, no, I wouldn't have looked.
You get to know your body in a very different way. In fact, everyone gets to know your body in a different way, because suddenly you are... You know, there's no privacy in labour. There's nothing to be shy about. There's nothing. And actually, I thought I might be a little bit more sort of sensitive to the amount of strangers. But when there's literally 15 people staring up your vagina.
Come on, guys, gather around.
Yeah, come on. Seriously, more the merrier. And then,
Do you think that after having kids, because of that, that you then give less of a shit about what your body looks like or not?
I mean, actually, my NCT girls who are similar to me, they're on their second round now, they've said, oh, stretch marks are worse this time, but I don't care. And I mean, I'm saying this, I'm really lucky I've not had any stretch marks. So maybe I'd feel differently if my tummy was now stripy.
Yeah.
But I'm confident that you can... Like, no, I'm not more self-conscious or less self-conscious.
Just the same.
I feel just the same. I feel like my body will go back.
Yeah.
If I work at it, you know.
Because that actually is one of the things. So labour terrifies me. But I think that's normal, because there's a human being coming out of there.
But your yoga is going to serve you so well.
Yeah, that's true.
It really will, because you know how to take yourself to a different headspace. And I was really rubbish at just going, the pain, all I can feel is the pain. And I couldn't take my mind off it. But you will be able to take your mind elsewhere.
But I kind of feel like, well, that's normal. It's going to hurt. There's a human being coming out of your body. So there's no part of me that's going, oh, well, that's putting me off it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, it's actually the parenthood part that I go, oh, no, that's part that looks really difficult.
And what about the aftermath for you? Aftermath?
Yeah. It's because you're posh. I'd say aftermath.
Aftermath. Well, I was confused at my own accent then.
What would the Queen say?
Think, Lily. Anyway, whatever, the after bit of your body, of your recovery, are you nervous about that?
I'm nervous about it in... I feel like I've been quite lucky that I have never put weight on really easily. Mm. I've always been quite tall and fairly lean. One of my worries is that with my yoga, is actually as a yoga teacher, then the pressure of... I feel like, oh God, what if I put loads of weight on in pregnancy and then afterwards I have all this big kind of jelly belly that's left around and then I'm standing up in a room full of people and they're looking at me being like, oh my God, you're supposed to be teaching me how to look really lean and fit and actually look at the state of you.
No, but that's not why people do yoga, is it? It's not just about looking...
No, but again, I think that's just me because I already standing in front of the room full of people feel like, oh God, they're all judging me. They're like looking at,
and now they're going to be judging you as a mum,
yeah,
yoga teacher,
yeah.
But your body will, like, it will go back, and actually, maybe, you know, and even if it doesn't, you've got other things on your mind.
Yeah, if I get stretch marks, I'm like, well, that's because there's I grew a whole other person in there. So,
They're war wounds, and you should feel really proud of them because you made a human.
I feel like doing this podcast is sending me a little bit insane because I've just opened an email from Ryanair with the subject line, Naomi, time is running out. Oh my God. I'm like, oh my God, my ovaries. And they're like, oh no, here's some deals on flights. And I'm like, oh yeah, I couldn't go on these holidays if I was on a baby. Anyway, officially, Naomi, time is running out on cheap flights and your biological clock. What is the best thing about being a mum?
I mean, it's endless what's good about it. I think for me personally, I'm saying this from, this is my own experience, and I'm not saying that if you go the no baby route, you won't ever feel this, because you will. There will be lots of other things that will fulfil your life. But I think for me personally, having children gave my life more purpose, because essentially Luke and I had a lovely existence that was just talking about where we were going to go on holiday, where we were going to go out for dinner. And now, and we were both like quite career minded as well, but now it's that all of that has a purpose. I'm not articulating this very well, but basically it's not just selfish, it's not just about you. I've got the responsibility of raising a child, bringing someone into this world that's going to be a good human being that will contribute to the world, to give them the best possible experience. And that is why I go to work, that is why we choose that holiday.
Yes,
that
then everything feels like it has more of a reason.
And purpose, and it's love like you have never known. I mean, you've got Troy, so... but it's that kind of uncontrollable, like... I get my parents now in a different way, because I get that they would do absolutely anything for me, because that love is so unconditional.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm supposed to feel that for Luke, but actually I want him to empty the dishwasher. My love comes with conditions.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get you.
Literally, I expect nothing from Freddie in return for this overwhelming amount of love I've got to give for him.
What about the worst thing?
It's knackering. It's really exhausting. It's very emotional. And I'm someone that's sort of quite in control of my emotions and can, more often than not, will find the positive. But it's difficult when it is so relentless, because Fred will wake up at 5:30 every morning and demand immediate attention.
Yeah, I had it today.
Yeah, that was brilliant. I loved
it. We did Dan and Naomi, not even daycare, just like dawn care.
As the dawn chorus stumped up the stairs,
we could hear his little like doof 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 doof. It's like, that's definitely Freddie coming up the stairs, and he just popped in the door and he's like, I've bought my two toys to show you.
He was so excited about you being there. And so were we.
So you could have a lie in.
But it's just it's because it's relentless, and because when you do something for yourself, like if you do meet your friend's for dinner or whatever, that comes with a new guilt that you didn't have before.
Yeah.
Because you're opting out of putting Freddie to bed to go out with your friends, and then you feel guilty. Hangovers. You can't have a hangover anymore because they don't care less if you're hungover.
Yeah.
They're not going to give you any time out on the sofa. They, you know, their demands are constant and relentless. And that is really exhausting for the most energised people.
But the pros outweigh the cons.
Yeah, because then I'll be feeling resentful for Freddie for getting me up at 5:30, and then he'll say something adorable and I'll just think, oh, you can do whatever you like.
All is forgiven.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aww.
I mean, it's tough, but it's well worth it.
So, after speaking to Leni, do you feel any different?
At the time of speaking to Leni, I did. So I felt more pro-baby because having been around her and Freddie, who is just all kinds of adorable, even though he is very high maintenance, and seeing their normalness of life, seeing the normalness of her life and the normalness of her pregnancy. I mean, it wasn't. She was having a real rubbish time. But at the time, it did make me think, I could do this. Like, me and Leonie are not that dissimilar. Maybe I could do this. But then the problem is I go away and I overthink it. And then go, oh, my life's really complicated. Oh, I can't.
That's not like you, Naomi. To overthink a situation, is it? I mean, we're doing a whole podcast because you're overthinking. But, you know, it's making a great podcast, so...
That's so true. Most people just make a decision. I'm like, no, I couldn't possibly do that before I've made many episodes of a podcast.
Yeah, what's the next one going to be? So how do you feel about the geriatric? Because you're going to be repping for the geriatric crew if you go for having a baby as well.
Do you know what? That doesn't really bother me because I can't imagine having a child any younger than I am now. So I just feel like that's kind of how it is. The thing that does bother me is the pressure of knowing that I'm getting older and knowing that that will then affect a decision. So if I do decide to have a kid, the fact that I am getting older will affect that, i.e. in that maybe I won't get pregnant easily, or maybe I will fire out all the eggs, or maybe because I'm older, it will be harsher on my body than it would if I was 25 instead of 35. So
see, this is where the overthinking needs to calm, because actually you need to be less stressed. I actually had a lot of stress hormone. My doctor told me I might find it difficult to get pregnant because, I'm saying stress hormone. I had a high level of something, can't remember what, something to do with stressing. And he was like, you need to not stress.
Oh, yeah, but do you know
family.
What is the most annoying thing?
You don't know, stress.
If you're stressed, what is the most annoying thing you can say to someone? Oh, don't stress. Oh, piss off. How can I not be stressed?
Whoa. Whoa. Okay. But sometimes you need a reminder to have a bit of self-care and not... Like, I know it's hard, but sometimes you do need a bit of a reminder to look after yourself.
Oh, my God, this is such pot kettle gone.
I did it, though, didn't I? I did it. After the doctor told me, I did it for 5 minutes. No, I did do it.
Come on, right. So I meditate. Mm-hmm. I yoga all the damn time. I teach yoga and I do yoga. So I am doing all of the things that everyone says to do if you want to be less stressed, and that's fine. But also having the thought of having a baby, surely I don't get how people are not stressed about it. What's wrong with you that you're not being stressed?
For the record, Naomi's currently pointing at me with aggression. Because, what is wrong with you?
Because how could you not be stressed about something that is so massive? It is the biggest decision you will ever make in your whole life.
Okay, you are right. And actually, I feel like I can't say anything else now anyway.
Like, I'm sweating, man. I'm sweating just thinking about it.
Whilst we're on
sweaty
a passionate topic, something I'm very passionate about is your desire to have twins. What is wrong with you?
Okay, so The reason why I think in my head twins are appealing is because the pregnancy part is one of the parts that is not appealing to me. Actually having a child that is mine, I go, oh, okay, that looks all right. Sometimes, some days I think that. But the pregnancy, 9 months of your life of dedicating your body and turning it into a home for another human to grow in. You can't drink, you can't eat this food, you can't eat this food. You need to relax. I get it. But for 9 months of my life, I have to change loads of things. Like, I have to not do loads of things that I like doing. And then after that, even then it's intense. So if you have twins, you only have to do that one time, pop them out. Also with twins, they generally, the other thing with twins is that because there's only so much room for them to grow, they generally are smaller, so they come out easier.
Okay, they're generally smaller, but there's two of them. As someone who had a pelvic girdle pain.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, exactly. Not even thinking about this, are you? You're just not thinking about it properly.
My friend Lucy has got twins and they soothe each other. So they, when they were babies, they would wake up and see the other baby and be like, I'm not alone. You are not alone. And then they would be soothed and they would go back to sleep. And she had them in a routine in like 2 weeks or something. And yeah, can I order two of those?
P.S. not hearing the whole story. And yeah, they soothe each other all the time. They're just these two angelic beings. No. I've seen a lady at a baby group with twins. It is hard. And I literally wanted to go over and hug her because I was like, she must need a hug. So after the Leonie chat, what is the percentage of to baby or not to baby?
60-40.
60 to baby.
60% baby, 40% not baby.
Okay, that's pretty good. What was it on the day?
Ooh, do you know what? It's probably 80-20 on the day.
Yeah, overthought it since then.
Follow my journey and tell us about your own on social media at tobaby or not. And if you rate and review this podcast, not only will it really help us out, but it will guarantee that your baby will always sleep through the night. Honestly, 100% guaranteed. Join me next time when I try to decide whether to baby or not to baby.
Next time on To Baby or Not to Baby.
I know my life and I know my happiness is not going to feel better for having children. It's just not something that I see in my future. And it's a choice that I've been really clear with everyone in my life always about.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.